Hi, I'm Tyler Boss, one of the narrators on the Abide app, a premium ad-free biblical meditation experience. Join the millions of people who download the Abide app to reduce stress, improve sleep, and experience the peace of God every day. You can text the word PEACE to 22433 for a 7-day free trial of Abide. Just text PEACE to 22433, and you'll likely hear from me again on the app as I guide you through daily meditations or help you fall asleep and experience the peace of God.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and we have Diane Sayer with us, and she is running against Chuckie Schumer's seat. She's running for Chuckie Schumer's seat in the state of New York. Now, there's a lot of good people in New York. There's a lot of good people out there. And there's enough of you to get rid of Chuckie Schumer, to get rid of that corrupt governor you have, if you only have the courage to stand up and do the right thing. And so tell us about your Republican opponent.
Well, that's the thing. It's very hard to know where he stands on anything because his website doesn't say it. And that's why his name is Joe Pinion, but I call him No Pinion because it's impossible to figure it out. And what I heard from the one article where he was interviewed and he was asked on this question explicitly, and again, all he said was on the abortion question, you don't have to worry about it in New York. So it's a real punt, but it also means he's not going to oppose abortion. And New York has some of the absolutely worst late term, as you were mentioning, horrific pro-abortion laws anywhere in the country. I mean, absolutely horrible.
You know,
he certainly doesn't seem that bothered by it, but that's all I could gather from his remarks.
Your state legislature in New York is so wicked. I actually had a dream that I was able to get in and lock the doors while they were in session, lock the doors where they couldn't get out. And I started preaching from the Word of God, because God's Word does not return void. And we just started preaching from it. And remember when Hillary lost her election
and
you had the wackos crying and screaming, and in my dream they were doing that. You had all of these crazed out state legislators out there screaming because I was preaching to them God's Word. But that would be a wonderful thing if we could do that, to get them locked in a room. Those people need to repent, and you know, they better understand something, okay? God is real. God is real. God is on the throne. God is not what your perception of him is. God is what the perception of his word is, okay? And that means you are in real trouble. That means you are in real trouble with God. God is, you're standing in the shadow of a holy and a just God, and a holy and a just God must punish sin. But anyhow, so what is it folks can do out there to help you? Look, let me just say this because you're here now. They're pushing. If you're a Democrat today, you're in favor of killing babies. If you don't know if you're a Democrat or if you're an independent or a Republican, if you're a Democrat today, you find no problem with taking young teenage girls and giving them mastectomies, cutting their breasts off, and then telling them they're boys. Okay, if you're a Democrat today, you've got no problem at all with taking your little kindergarten, first, second graders to see a drag queen. It's really perversion. I mean, really perverted. Really perverted. I mean, extremely. And if you're a Democrat today, you've got no problem going into a public school and then having a little room where they have a place for kitty litter, because for the kittens, the children who think they're kittens are having a kitten day, or having a place where the little boys out there now who think they're puppies can go and stay. This is sick. I mean, it is really sick. This is the days we're living in. And folks, it does not have to be that way. God will honor your commitment if you stand up, if you run to this fight. If you run to this fight, you'll have victory. And I'm glad you reminded us of that, of how Hillary, with all of the tons of money, all the corruption, all of the very same corrupt people working for Chuckie Schumer was working for Hillary, and she still lost.
Right, and it was so much fun, wasn't it? Well, you said it, seeing all those news anchors crying and all kinds of things. The New York Times had this huge ad for that new show about the Queen called the Coronation or She or something or other, and it all just fell flat because it didn't work out. They thought they had it totally locked up, and it just did not happen.
No, it didn't, and I understand today they served they subpoenaed President Trump, or did they indict the President Trump today?
No, they subpoenaed.
They subpoenaed President Trump today. And so the deep state is not. And let me tell you this. The Democratic Communist Party is flush. They're flush with pedophilia. I mean, it is. And this is one of the things they're so afraid of. All of this stuff is going to start coming out. And this is why we've got to continue. God has given us a few good people in Congress. He's given us some Jim Jordans. He's given us some Ted Cruz's. He's given us some Josh Hawley's. And so we have to support these people and put more good people like them into the office. And so we have to. You get to the Senate. Are you going to be another? I guess.
I think I'll be like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
All right, that's what we need.
It's going to happen. Yeah, it's just going to be a fight. It's going to be a slugfest. But, you know, it's interesting. There are some very interesting candidates that I've run across in this campaign, and that's why I'm saying they may not have it as locked up as they believe, especially if people do go out and vote, because you can overwhelm the fraud. That is still possible. You can overwhelm it, but people have to really go out. And my sense is that people are so disgusted with the process, the voter turnout is going to be low. But that may not be a bad thing in a case like mine, because the people who support me are very determined. They're not going to be put off. In fact, I get told by people, they say, your volunteers are really different from anyone else. They don't take no for an answer. But I think that's because they and I know what's at stake. We're not going to get a do-over if we allow the current administration to destroy the planet, to destroy civilization. Apparently, there are warnings in Crimea right now that NATO or the Ukrainians, because we know they had all those bioweapons labs, may be planning a biological or chemical weapons attack. And you can imagine these people like Schumer are so evil, they would say, oh, well, Putin did that. Putin did the attack. No, that's just in order to justify us using a nuclear bomb. You know, the United States is the only nation on the planet that has used nuclear weapons thus far. And the first strike with a nuclear weapon would not be Russia. Yeah. It would be us. But we need a pretext. So we're going to make up something, commit some horrible atrocity, and blame that on Putin, too, just like we're blaming everything else. You know, that's the real...
Now here's the thing. I remember hearing Joe Obama, that's Joe Biden, saying very clearly that if Putin attacks and goes and invades Ukraine, there will be no Nord Stream. He said it. He said
Correct.
It. There will be. Well, there. Guess what? Before that pipeline was blown up, okay, our CIA warned Germany that was possible. That was going to happen. How did they know, right? When you had U.S. helicopters right. flying over that for 2 weeks before it blew up. Okay, so,
yep.
You know, add things together. Now, let me tell you what. Russia did not want that pipeline blow up. They were getting rich off that pipeline. And so Russia did not blow up that pipeline. This is another, again, example. But do you think people are starting to wake up and understand how corrupt our government has become?
Yes. And at this candidates event where I spoke, everybody was nodding when I said that. I mean, people really do get it. And many people came up and thanked me. And I said, and of course, this is New York. I said, one of the things that I am very determined to do is get to the real story behind 9/11. I don't know if you're aware of this, but they're talking about closing the 9/11 museum. They're saying they don't have money. Now, give me a break. We have money for every kind of imaginable atrocity. We don't have money to keep the 9/11 museum open. Why would they do that? Because they want people to forget, because they don't want people to get at what were the treasonous elements within the United States that took down all our security, that allowed all these planes to be hijacked. No jets were scrambled to go after them. How does that happen unless you have a treasonous element which has its own agenda to use that attack for their personal means? And it turned out there was a woman there running for office herself, Republican medical freedom candidate, African-American retired police officer. And she said, I was there. I was there on 9/11 and not all the people who died that day. So many of my colleagues are now dying of lung cancer and all of these things. And she said, I agree with you. And I'm so glad you brought this up because we have to get the truth on this. There has to be justice on this question. And my point is that, and LaRouche said this 4 days after 9/11, he said, if you just let CNN, he said, it's like the man who comes home and he discovers his house has been robbed. So he pulls out a shotgun and obliterates the next door neighbor's cat. And his wife says, honey, that's just the neighbor's cat. And he says, get out of my way or I'll have to kill you too. And LaRouche said what CNN contributed to doing is to get Americans all jacked up to run off in every direction, killing people in poor countries that you knew never could possibly have had the technological capability. Not that, you know, Saudi Arabia couldn't supply us some hijackers, but to do the really infrastructural kind of work to pull off that terrorist attack. And LaRouche warned, he said, if you go off and you start shooting in all directions and you don't address the enemy within who's sitting there waiting to do this to you again, then we are going to have a very serious problem. And he actually warned, and this was in, so this was September 15th, 2001. He warned about war in Syria, Iraq, and Libya. Isn't that amazing? That's what he warned in 2001. And everything that he said in that happened, as he said, because we did not insist on the truth. And the American people got manipulated and went along with all these crazy wars against people who were not the ones responsible for what happened.
Well, I remember a couple of things. One, on 9/10, the day before 9/11, I was watching C-SPAN in the morning, and former Senator Bob Dole and former Senator Gary Hart were both on that program. And they were talking about that... they were in some committee, intelligence committee, whatever, and they were talking about that they fully expected that the United States would be attacked with commercial airlines, that everything happened, that was the day before. And
well,
when I think about that, and it was very strange as I'm watching this, and I'm saying, the way that they had set that up, it was like they were given a signal out there, go ahead, it's on, and, you know, go for it. The other thing is this, okay? If I'm running a flight school and people come to me and tell me they want to learn how to take off, they don't want to learn how to land a plane, to me, that's a red flag, right?
I would think so, yes.
Well, that's exactly what happened, you know, and they you had these guys were, and one of the people that used to work in this ministry here, he went and he informed the airline that owned the flight school, and their question was, Did they pay their bills? Have they paid for instructions? They said, yeah, well, then forget
no.
it. Yeah, that was it.
Well.
That should have told you something, huh?
Yes. Well, New Jersey has a lot to hide, and we got to get to the bottom, you know, because 11 of the hijackers lived in Paterson. The fellow who made the fake IDs for them was from Syria, and he was granted asylum, never investigated or prosecuted. And they trained at Peterborough Airport, which is just outside, you know, New York City by a few miles in New Jersey. And it's not like San Diego where there have been FOIA requests and a bunch of documents have been unearthed. Somehow New Jersey has really kept a tight lid on what the role was of people in that state.
All right. How can the folks out there listening to you, how can they help you in your campaign? How can they volunteer?
Well, they should visit my website, fareforsenate.com, and my name is four letters, S-A-R-E-S, like Sunday, S-A-R-E-F-O-R-S-E-N-A-T-E.com, fareforsenate.com. If people would like to donate, I urgently need funds for the last phase. That is how I'm going to break the blackout. And volunteer, if people want to come into the state or people want to help circulate, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. I don't do much, and I just discovered TikTok, which I must say freaks me out to no end, but I'm getting a lot of views there. You just try to keep your eyes closed when you first log in so you don't have to see all the half-naked people shaking things at you. But otherwise, I'm on all of the social media, so you can find me, Diane Sare, again, D-I-A-N-E-S-A-R-E. Do a search. You can find me on there. And then you can share what I'm posting, help get the word out. Call Senator Schumer. Call Senator Schumer's office and say, why are you afraid to debate Diane Sare? You call yourself a Democrat, and you're acting like an autocrat. I would love to get lots of phone calls into Senator Schumer's office about this.
Speaking of him, we're going to play a little clip from Tulsi Gabbard. Just hang tight for 1 minute, and we're going to play this. And now, from what I understand, that she's kind of started something because there's a lot of talk out there about others, you know, following in line, actually standing up to Nancy Pelosi, not afraid of being afraid of her.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism, who actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution, who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, who believe in open borders, who weaponize the national security state to go after their political opponents, and above all, who are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. Now, I believe in a government that's of the people, by the people, and for the people. Unfortunately, today's Democratic Party does not. Instead, it stands for a government that is of, by, and for the powerful elite. Now, I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that the so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, then I invite you to join me.
All right, very good. Let's do this. I want to open the phone lines and just ask for just New York callers tonight, okay? So, folks, the lines are open. Please, just call from New York, 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you're out there listening, do you have a number by any chance for Chuckie Schumer? You wouldn't have his office number where folks could call and ask him to debate you?
Sent this out to people. I'll just pull it up again right now.
Did They're afraid in New York. They're afraid. They're afraid Chucky's listening in on their phone lines.
Yeah, right.
I saw that movie, Chucky, when he...
Okay, let's see here. Trying to pull it up. Okay, oh, there's... well, this is as good as any. I can give out the Albany office. That's good because the debate's being organized out of the Capitol. And that is 518-431-4070. 518-431-4070. That's Schumer's Albany office.
All right. And so they call and they say, why are you afraid to debate Diane Sayre?
Yes.
And so...
And you should include Diane Sayre in the debate. If you're not afraid, then you should include her.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, very good. So, folks out there, Diane, between now and the election, you're welcome to come back several more times to keep reminding
the
people.
That is so generous of you.
And, you know, but I'm not kidding, you know, about people. We're at a time right now, we're in a police state, we're in this country, that I really do believe that people are afraid that if they call in, you know, that their phone number might be traced or something, their phone call may be traced. We're there. I mean, we're there right now at this time in this country.
Right.
And I can tell you the truth that any time I'm doing a radio program, I expect any time for black-booted Gestapo to kick the door in and come in and try to drag me off the air.
Yep. Well, you know, since my name is on a Ukrainian hit list. This is the other thing that Schumer really should answer for, because the money we're sending over to Ukraine has been used to finance the payroll of an organization called the Center for Countering Disinformation. And they put out a list of 72 people, and now they've added 30 more. And this list is also used to make another list called Mirot Foret, where they literally are assassinating people. And after they kill you, they put the word liquidated across your face. This woman, Daria Dugina, the reporter who was car bombed in Moscow, was on that list. And another journalist just got very viciously attacked in Turkey. He's in the hospital. So I, Tulsi Gabbard, Rand Paul, Tucker Carlson just got added. We are all on this list of this Ukrainian Center for Countering Disinformation. And Scott Ritter, a very well-known weapons inspector and whistleblower, wrote a letter to Schumer and Gillibrand saying, you're my representatives. I'm a New Yorker, and I want to know, did the money that you sent to Ukraine go to pay an organization that is threatening to destroy my reputation and even physical harm and to suppress my First Amendment rights to say what I want to say about the war between NATO and Russia, which is what this really is? And he said, and further, Diane Sayre, he said, Senator Schumer, Diane Sayre is a candidate running against you. How do you justify? Is this how you try and silence your political opposition? But that is called the Center for Countering Disinformation. And my name is on that list with the other people that I mentioned. And actually, I've had to take a little bit more pains with regard to security, as you might imagine, because 1 hour from my office, there's actually a camp for Ukrainian youth where they have a 40-foot pole with a statue of Stepan Bandera, you know, the guy who killed hundreds of thousands of Jews and Poles and Russians. I mean, real Nazi youth, the kind of people who would carry out such an attack, and they have a big retreat 1 hour from my office. So the fact that Schumer would allow my name to be on such a list is him potentially threatening physical harm to myself.
All righty, we're going to take a call. Cliff, are you from New York?
I don't want to give away my location, but yeah, My question would be, I would say guys like Schumer are very distant from the average person. I think with him, he doesn't look like he's studied issues. The guy went to Harvard, but I don't think he's picked up a book since he went to Harvard. He talks like he's talking to third graders. Some people say fifth graders. I would say lower than that. So I would say this, besides being evil, he's very distant. But I have a two-part question. One would be the wickedness in New York. You know, I've heard there's a statue of Balaam downtown. I heard something about by Wall Street there's like a statue of Medusa, some god that or goddess that or god that Greek god maybe or Egyptian that hates men. So I'm wondering, you know, and then I just want to also bring Grandy in on Psalm 130 for his opinion, where on Psalm 130 it says David starts that psalm where he's talking, out of the depths I cry to you. And, you know, he might be talking about his own sins. He might be talking about the iniquities of the land, but just being consumed by wickedness. And, you know, you wonder if New York's becoming like a hellhole. And the spiritual aspects of this, where these people are actually consulting deities and deriving really power from that, you know, just the wickedness of New York, you know, and Kathy Hochul may be a Satanist, that type of thing, you know.
Is that a question, or you're just making an observation?
Well, do you think that some of these people, even their wealth, has gotten through almost like consulting with the wicked people, and for a time they're getting that?
Well, sure. I mean, look at Jeffrey Epstein. It is absolute. Look, we're in an economy where hard labor, I mean, work is not valued, right? You think about the people who work the hardest, home health aides work very hard. Now, they just somehow got a $2 per hour pay raise, thank God, and they're still barely making above, you know, minimum wage. But you know what a home health aide does, what's involved in that, and the trust you put in those people. Or drivers who, you know, driving in New York City because of all the bike lanes and the no, you can't drive. So the people who work very hard have a very tenuous lifeline in terms of being a paycheck or two away from being evicted or whatever, whereas the people who make a whole lot of money generally in this economy do it by ripping somebody off. And that's, you know, there are exceptions, but we really have an economy that is based on evil. I mean, you know what Schumer is proposing nationwide? He calls it the Marijuana Freedom and Opportunity Act. It's slavery. It is addiction. It's pot dispensaries where they refine the marijuana. So you've got 99% THC, which is like 10 times what whatever people used to smoke in the 60s was like. And in the state of New York, where they only legalized a year ago, the number of children going to the emergency room has increased sixfold, and they haven't even opened all the dispensaries yet. There are 900 new dispensaries that have yet to be opened. Oh, and in New York, you cannot open a dispensary unless you have a criminal conviction for a drug crime. So think about that. I mean, yes. So I would say that your hunch, I think, is well founded.
All right. Thanks, Cliff. Thanks for calling. Alrighty. Again, we didn't have, you know, this is, we have a lot of supporters, listeners in New York. I know that because, you know, they help keep us on the air. I'm amazed that the entire board is not lit up with New York callers.
Well,
really.
You know, New Yorkers, they're so shy and quiet all the time, right?
Yeah. Alrighty. Anyhow, we want to, we're going to be moving on here, but listen, I want you to you know, stay in contact, and we'll get you on a couple more times before the election. Let us know. Meanwhile, folks, here's the number for Chuck E. Schumer. Here's the number for Chuck E. Schumer, 518-431-4070. 518-431-4070. You can go up to on her website at sareforsenate.com. Sareforsenate.com. That's S-A-R-E for Senate.com. Find out how you can help her. You know, here in Ohio, we, this time of year, signs go up everywhere, yard signs all over the place. Are you into doing that?
Yes, and I have, and I need people to take signs and literature. I just ordered a whole bunch of door hangers. If you want to go door to door in your neighborhood, sign up on my website. We'll get you the literature.
All right. I thank you very much. Get back with me early next week because we're heading.
Okay.
We're heading towards. In fact, we're next week is a pledge week, so we'll put you on. Give us an update on how your campaign's going. So, thank you very much for being here. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody.
All righty. We'll be back after this.
He made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. A man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed. A man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
And that was the real Joe Clark. He's going home to be with the Lord, and yours truly, Pastor Ernie, singing about none other than the Lord himself. All right, speaking of Pastor Ernie, that's me. I will be speaking, Lord's willing, at Ohio Freedom Fighters. That's Ohio Freedom Fighters. And that's at 7291 Stone Road in Medina, Ohio. And that would be the 19th, next Wednesday, right? Next Wednesday evening. So starts at 7 p.m. Again, Ohio Freedom Fighter, 7291 Stone Road, Medina, Ohio. And the zip is 44256. and it starts at 7 p.m., so I'll be out there, and I'll probably have to take Randy with me. Do I got to take you with me, Randy? Randy wants to come out and say hey to everybody, right?
Yeah. All right.
All right, very good.
I'll drive for you.
All right, there you go. And so now we're going to go switch back to Pastor Dave Nadel, because he's going to tell us a little bit more about what's coming up in March, as we're planning. Of course, you know, Lord's willing, we'll go,
right.
But anything can happen between now and then. In fact, it's, you know, we're kind of waiting every day. Where's the October surprise? Meanwhile, we have Pastor Hal with us. Can you bring him up? I think he's on another line. Okay, right now, we'll bring him up and we'll see if we'll ask you. Okay, he's still not up yet. Can you bring Pastor Hal up? Okay. He's got something. I think he's sending me a message. Okay, what's this? Is there a message coming in? Sequoia, New York. All right. Bring Pastor Hal up and then bring Sequoia. Is Sequoia up?
Yes, my name is Sequoia.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Sequoia, go ahead. You're in the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to let you know that I like what you're doing on your show and everything. It's a blessing.
Well, thank you.
Reason why I'm calling is that, you know, I live here in the state of New York and close to the city, and it's insane what's going on with all these laws and everything. And just, I definitely don't want to be a part of it. I tell people all the time, search for the truth.
You know how? Here your governor says, if you are against the illegal aliens, if you're against open borders, if you're against an invasion, if you're pro-life, then leave the state. You know, in other words, basically what Hochul's saying is, if you're a decent person, especially if you're a Christian, get out of New York and go to Florida, is what she's saying. Unbelievable. Do you think, I mean, let me ask you this, okay, because, you know, I know there are a lot of good people in New York, but it seems like they're stupid. Or is it that people like Chuck E. Schumer have just so corrupted the political system that you have the government that you have in New York? What do you think?
It's very corrupt, you know, in and out. The New York City mayor, all that, the governor, it's terrible. Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like people are just delusing their minds. You know, the news says put your mask on again, and they do it. You know, I remember even just getting small arguments with people about the mask or just whatnot, and just it's insane. If anyone even remembers the governor of New York, Hochul, her name is, that she was saying something about be my apostles, you know, do the right thing, mm-hmm. take the vaccine, and just that's just so blasphemy. It's right in front of our faces, and just people still accept it. It's sad. It really is.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much out there, and thanks for calling in. I expected we'd get a lot more calls from New York, because we do have a lot of... Do you get our newsletter?
Yes, I do, actually.
Good. I'm glad. Because, you know, we give as much information out there, all the stuff that they don't want you to know, we put it in that newsletter.
Sequoia is a donator, too.
Yeah, it's insane. I just wanted to mention, it's like, you know, over here with the rent, too, it's insane. Like, I'm even having problems with...
All righty. I got to move on. Let's go to Pastor Hal.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. We're going to, before we give the invitation, we got plenty of time. Randy, I couldn't hear you because your mic's turned in the wrong direction. You were talking to the back side of the mic, not the front side. There you go. Now talk.
Okay. No, I was saying that Sequoia is a regular donator. She calls all the
time. Oh, okay. No, that's from Sequoia, New York.
Oh, okay. I thought you had...
Okay, no.
Yeah, they call.
Anyhow, we're going to go over to that guy, Dave Nadel, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about coming up in March and the trip to Israel.
Okay, well, if you're interested in a 10-day inspirational tour of the Holy Land, March 21st through the 30th, 30th of 2023. I'll give you a contact. We travel with Pilgrim Tours out of Morgantown, Pennsylvania. We link up with Sorel Tours in Jerusalem itself, which Sorel is one of the, or is the biggest tour agency in Israel. So we have very good accommodations. You can contact me personally, David Nadel, at ndavid123@hotmail.com if you would have some interest. Or you can text 330-883-6620. And again, that's all of our accommodations from the time we leave here in the Cleveland Airport till we return. The only thing that's not included is a lunch, but it does include tips and gratuities and so on for all the hotels and our guides. That's all included, which you don't get that with a lot of the trips. And the price is $3,495, and that is about $2,000 less than you find in most of the groups that are doing the very same tour. And again, you'll see the Sea of Galilee, Garden Tomb. You'll get to go to Nazareth and see the Shepherd's Field, Shepherd's Field, Bethlehem, Shepherd's Field, excuse me. All the places you've read about in your Bible, all the places you've heard of. If you're an Old Testament scholar, you'll see a lot of the places that you've read in the Old Testament. Some of those sites will be thousands of years old. And we have top quality guides who can give you the history on every place that we go and so much more. It's a trip you will never regret taking. And especially since we know now that there are things changing in Israel. You know, they were under a lockdown more severe than we were. But now they're talking about dividing the land, dividing the city of Jerusalem. We know these multiple faiths are coming together, and they actually, each one of them wants the city of Jerusalem, but it's being portrayed exactly as the Bible says, peace and safety, and the unity movement that we hear about today. But you need to see the land, you need to walk it, you need to experience it. It will change your life.
All right, very good. Now, if Pastor Hal, if he comes, he'll come if he can buy us lunch. Would he be allowed?
He sure can.
Hey. You hear that, Hal?
Yeah, I heard.
Change those dollars into shekels.
There you go. All right. Okay, we're going to do some lightning rounds here. First, I'm going to take one fast call, and then we do lightning rounds. So get ready. All right, John, you're in the air.
Yeah, I'd like to mention a couple things. One is a new major movie out now called Amsterdam. The first half is sort of a innocuous story, fictional. It's interesting, but I think the only way they were able to get the distribution of the second half was to wrap it into that fictional first part. It's amazing because it shows the actual censored history during the 30s where the United States billionaires and the owners of the government and the media and then hatched a plot to overthrow Franklin Delano Roosevelt and put the United States in alliance with Hitler and Mussolini. And this is actual fact, the second half of that movie. I invite people to call. And also, I hear some people, naysayers, about Tulsi Gabbard. She is one of the few Democrats and Republicans who's had the guts to point out that the United States has been supporting al-Qaeda and al-Nusra, ISIS-type terrorist in Syria, and now in Ukraine. Actual Nazis that overthrew the democratically elected government.
We've been reporting on that for years. In fact, we've played you clips many times of Barack Hussein Obama talking about how he started ISIS, how he made ISIS, okay, and how he equipped ISIS and how ISIS was now ready to move. But thanks a lot. We have to move on. All right, Randy, go for it.
Okay, conservative social media is blowing up this weekend about a sickening, abusive, armed FBI raid on Childfield home of a pro-life activist in Pennsylvania, and with good reason. Once again, the FBI has gone dangerously overboard with an unnecessary show of force. When faced with orders to participate in such hugely unethical armed raids, individual agents should register protests. And FBI Director Christopher Wray, who has been a craven apologist for FBI abuses, should reform FBI practices before overwhelmingly forcing and turns into an unspeakable tragedy. He and Attorney General Merrick Garland also are ethically derelict for so harshly targeting relatively mild and anti-abortive protesters who showed up almost and show almost no filing and even a single charge against those who vandalize and or firebrand 100 pro-life pregnancy centers. Sometimes legal motives are improper and constitutionally offensive that the lawyers deserve to suffer personal and professional consequences. U.S. Attorney Jason Cheek in Birmingham, the department demanded 5 years of documents from Eagle Forum of Alabama, which, get this, isn't even a party to a case being litigated and whose documents have absolutely no bearing on the issue in question. It's amazing.
All right, very good. Thanks, Little Lisa.
Okay, in Arizona, woman Tanya Estudillo Hernandez is accused of human smuggling up to 100 illegals a month for 6 months at $15,000 a person, and she's only was also holding her own husband against his will. The charges include kidnapping, money laundering, illegally conducting or participating in an illegal enterprise, and conspiracy.
All right, Pastor Dave.
And according to the National Pulse, Newsom-appointed judge gives pedophile with one of the largest child porn collections less than half a year in jail. A California man with child pornography, including 1,000 DVDs with content showing children being raped, will spend less than 1 year in jail. The judge there, Judge Leanne Lamont, is a self-identified Democrat and an appointee of Governor Gavin Newsom. The 57-year-old Michael Wayne Martin of Fresno was officially sentenced to 180 days in jail and 2 years of formal probation, according to the court documents. That is showing that he had disgusting material in his closet, said Tony Boddy, the Fresno Sheriff, County Sheriff's Office, in response to Martin's arrest, along with those thousands of DVDs. It said originally he entered a not guilty plea on the child pornography possession charges, though he later changed to no contest. It's also known that Martin's lenient sentencing follows a host of Democrat politicians and left-wing activists who advocated for defund the police and, according to USA Today, have also come under fire for promoting pedophilia and have several professors at universities and military institutions following the same path.
This is unbelievable. The Democrats actually have legislation. They want to legalize pedophilia. They want to legalize it. It's unbelievable. This is, the Bible talks about perilous times. These are perilous days. These are awful perilous days. All righty. All right, Pastor Hal, you've got 5 full minutes to tell us and tell all of those Democrats out there listening what they need to do to avoid that lake of fire, because they're heading that way.
That's right. You know, the Bible says in Luke 13:3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And that's the direction the Democrat Antichrist Party is headed right now. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 12, verse 8, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. And that's the situation we have in American politics today. We have the vilest of human beings, even subhuman beings, you might even call them, in the highest political offices in this country. And with them in charge, the wicked are being exalted on every side. And this country, every day they're doing something to destroy this country. But it's a spiritual war. Satan is trying to destroy this country. Satan hates God and he hates America because this country was founded on the Bible. But the thing is, when you die, everybody listen to me, when you die, you'd rather go to heaven than go to hell. And there's a lot of voices out there telling you, you know, they got the way to heaven and their church can get you to heaven and everything. But the Bible, God says, and he's the final authority, he tells us how we can know for sure. In John 3:16, he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish." That means should not go to hell, but have everlasting life. And, you know, when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you've ever done. John 1:12 said, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God." And Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, "For by grace are you saved," that's saved from hell, "through faith, and not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Listen, folks, God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away those sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood." Okay, there's people out there trying to tell you if you join their church, you'll go to heaven. If you get water baptized, you'll go to heaven. And if you follow their church leaders, you'll go to heaven. All that is nonsense, because John 14:6 says, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." You don't get to heaven by worshiping Mary. She's a good woman, but she don't get you to heaven. You don't go to heaven by worshiping the Pope, praying the priest, or going to any church. You can be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. And you can get baptized so often every tadpole in the creek knows your Social Security number and still die and go to hell. What gets you to heaven is when you come to God as a repentant sinner. And, you know, repentance is simply admitting something to God he knows already anyway. Without Jesus in our hearts, we're a bunch of dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinners on our road to hell. And then you ask Jesus to come into your heart. He says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Romans 10:13. To call means to pray. That means if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul. And let me reiterate this. God hates sin. God says sin cannot come into heaven. If you quit sinning right now and never sin again the rest of your life, just the sins you've already done would keep you out of heaven. Sin had to be paid for. Either we had to pay for our sins by going to hell for eternity, or we could receive the payment Jesus was allowed to pay in our place and then be saved from hell and go to heaven. Now, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart right now. He don't want you to go to hell. And he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him." Revelation 3:20. So right now, while I'm talking to you, God is knocking at the door of your heart, and he's asking you if you will open up that door and come in. He could force his way in, but then salvation wouldn't be a gift. It'd be something he forced on you. And Ephesians 2:8 and 9 tells us it's a free gift. So if you want Jesus Christ to come into your heart and give to you the payment he paid in your place in full on that cross, when he said it is finished, that means he did everything necessary for you to go to heaven and be saved. So if you want Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save your soul, you can pray a prayer right now, because that's calling on the Lord, Romans 10:13. And I'd be glad as a preacher to lead you a few words at a time. But even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God. So what do you say we pray? God's knocking at the door of your heart. Only you can open up that door right now.
Pastor Al, we're out of time, but thanks right now. Until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, always,
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.